Hello, hockey fans. This is Mike Chambers with the Denver Post. This is another edition of Traffic in Front of the Net, and once again, I'm joined by Arif Dean. Arif writes for Mile High Sports. Came here from Detroit, had a blog, as most of you know, in Detroit. What was the name of that blog again?
Daily NHL Grind.
The Daily NHL Grind, and I can't believe I forgot about it because I love the name. It was a good name, and you did some good work there. But Arif and I are homebound, self-quarantined, and we're trying to create some stories or find content, obviously, in this day and age of no NHL. But we are certainly trying to keep on top of what we think might happen. Arif is a self-proclaimed NHL nerd who basically watches and listens to anything that moves when it comes to what the league thinks and the key journalists in Toronto are thinking. So together, I think we're on top of this pretty good. Today, we're going to talk about playing summer hockey. We both think it's going to happen. We think that there's a different outline of what that's going to look like. We know that there's going to be some kind of training camp. The commissioner on Monday was saying that they'll probably need 2 to 3 weeks of training camp. I believe part of that's going to be captain skate, so I don't think that there's going to be 2 or 3 weeks of structure in terms of coaches and players. I think part of that's going to be at least the first week is a captain skate. Without fans or at neutral sites, what might the playoffs look like? And are we going to go straight into the playoffs or are we going to play some regular season games? Obviously, the Avs are at 71 games played, a game less than St. Louis, who leads the Avs by 2 points. Obviously, that's a heck of a race right there, and it's a key race because, you know, the winner of the Central and the Western Conference is going to play the eighth seed, the wild card two, and then that team that finishes second in the Central is going to face a very good Dallas Stars team, we think anyway.
Yep.
But let's go into – I got to address because doing the job that I do, I keep on getting asked – so who are the three Avalanche players to test positive? I don't know. The Avs haven't released that. We don't expect that they will. When play resumes, I don't think anybody's going to raise their hand and say, yeah, it was me, I had it. But I will tell you this, folks, I'm pretty sure I had it. I was with the team in San Jose and L.A., and I came back, and I was on the phone with two different doctors' offices twice in each time they said that there's no test available. I said I'm very symptomatic, but they I never got tested. I've never felt so sick in that different way. Unfortunately, I think I'm kind of a guinea pig here in terms of one of the Americans who pretty much were positive that they had something that they've never had. But yet, their doctors are telling you that just stay at home because we can't waste a test on you. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is in America and other parts right now, and we're over the last month. But, hey, stay healthy, folks. We will get through this. Arif, thanks for joining me again, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about summer hockey. You and I both agree that it's going to happen. We have a difference of opinion on what the regular season might end up as and how we go into the playoffs. Let me get your thoughts.
Yeah, so basically, obviously, it's not our decision, nor are we any sort of a health expert in any way, shape, or form. And neither are the Gary Bettmans and the Bill Daleys atop the NHL or the NHLPA's leadership. This ultimately all comes down to health professionals, health officials, the government. It's a big decision that's going to be made that is far greater than what the NHL has ever had to do in regards to playing their own games. With that being said, if it gets to the point where the NHL is able to come back, which right now they have so many options that it seems more likely that it will happen in one way, shape, or form in a very obviously safe and healthy manner. But in regards to play coming back, there's sort of been a lot of options thrown out there in terms of, do we go straight into the playoffs? Do we go based off of point percentage? Do we play some regular season games? How do we do this? Everybody that has spoken on this in regards to Bill Daly, Gary Bettman, even Matthew Schneider, who works at the league, spoke about this. They want to play some sort of games. They want to play some sort of regular season games beforehand, which we can all agree is the best case scenario, is to have all the teams equal out in terms of games played. Me personally, you know, you can't necessarily go based off of point percentage because point percentage becomes unfair because, for example, we'll use the Avalanche as an example because we are an Avalanche podcast and working for Avalanche fans. The Blues have played one game more than the Avalanche. They have 2 points more. So obviously that last game is a win, would put the Avalanche ahead. While yes, St. Louis...
Because they own the tiebreaker.
Exactly, yes. They have the tiebreaker. While yes, St. Louis does have a better point percentage, they also had the ability to play a 71st game in order to get that higher point percentage.
72nd.
72nd game in order to get that... No, 71st, actually. The Avalanche are stuck at 70 games, and we're not given that opportunity. So this is sort of the debate that Mike and I were having over the last couple days, is if the NHL can come back and they're not able to play any regular season games, what do you do with the playoff picture? Me personally, this is an idea that I had been thinking of, and then coincidentally, Frank Saravalli at TSN actually wrote an article about this. I think that for the playoff race, you should roll it back to game 68 because the least amount of games in the NHL played by any team, which I believe is the Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes, is 68 games played. So I don't think you should really delete, you know, games 69 and 70 and erase them from history. But I think in terms of playoff picture, you should go based off of where the teams were at game 68, which would put the Avalanche ahead of the Blues because at 68 games, they were tied in points. Now, we all agree that the best case scenario would be to play regular season games, but I truly believe that you should not go based off of point percentage. If you're unable to play regular season games, you should go based off of game 68, which is the most amount of games that every team has reached. Mike, what are your thoughts?
I just don't agree. I think, first off, I want to go back. In my intro, I said that the Avs had 71 games played and the Blues 72. I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's 71 and 70.
Yeah.
The Avs have played 70 games, 12 remaining games. I'm sorry about that error earlier. But, yeah, I don't like going back in time. I'd like to see whatever training camp it is, captain's gates, a week or two of training camp, and then go in to finish a maybe shortened regular season. Normally it's 82 games. I think that maybe the league goes to 75 games, so every team reaches 75 games. Obviously, in a perfect world, you play the whole 82, and therefore everybody's played who they're supposed to and in the division and all the opposing teams in the other conference and so forth. That makes more sense. But if it is a shortened regular season, I'd like to see it go to like 75, 76.
Yep.
Weren't they saying that they want a even number?
Yes. Pierre LeBrun said on TSN last week that the options that they were... Well, he said in his article for The Athletic, actually, that the options that they were considering are 74, 76, and 78. Whatever reason it is, the NHL likes those even games. It used to be 84. Yeah. Now it's 82. Shortened lockout seasons are 48. So they like to have that even amount of games, which I still believe is the best case scenario and it should definitely happen. I think they'll find a way to make it work.
But if we get going middle of June or even early June and the Calgary Flames have home games to try to finish the regular season, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So where are the Flames going to play? That's going to force the NHL to make neutral facilities. And obviously with Calgary, it makes sense to go to Grand Forks and play in that beautiful building up there.
Yep.
It's not so big, but it's beautiful. And then, you know, perhaps we have some kind of regional there or something. So there's a lot of things being talked about. And that's the beauty of what's going on right now in the NHL, is Bettman keeps on saying we haven't said no to anything, or, or everything's up in the air, but it's just everybody is confident that they want to finish the season, award the Stanley Cup, and then have a full next season. And I just, again, we're not health experts, but it just seems like if this thing turns and people get better, and this thing weakens, that we are going to play summer hockey, and that's exciting because
I still think it would be the best hockey we've ever seen. I wrote about it a couple of weeks
because
ago.
Because of the health, yeah.
Because of the health. Everybody would be healthy. Everybody's energized. That same feeling you get from opening night where the crowd is buzzing, the players are buzzing off the opening faceoff, the Avalanche always seem to have a great home opener, that same feeling would evolve into playoff hockey.
Yeah, but it would be really weird if there's no fans in the stands.
That definitely would take away from the electricity. I'm talking based off of if there is a way to get fans in the stands, which at this point seem kind of slim to none. It's kind of like a pipe dream, but hopefully it can happen. But it is crazy to think about how the NHL has this ability right now. And like you said, they're very open-minded to considering all options, is that this is the time to get creative. This is the time to try crazy things. This is the time to possibly play play-in games for the 7, 8, 9, 10 seed. This is the time to maybe play a first round of best out of three, or play at a neutral site, or change the playoff format from 2-2, 1-1-1 in terms of home games to maybe 3 at home, 2 on the road kind of thing. So this is the time to get creative, and I'm very, very happy and excited to see that Gary Bettman and Bill Daly and all these guys are very much aware that this is a different scenario than they've ever been in, and they are very open-minded to that.
And whatever happens, if we resume play, people can't complain. They can't, say the Avalanche loses a three-game series or gets swept in a three-game series. There is no complainant. At least we're back playing hockey. I mean, the Avs have as good a chance as anybody to win the Stanley Cup here.
These are unprecedented times. Nobody planned for this. Nobody expected this. And the reality is, no matter what it is, if we have to come in and play game one of the playoffs, which is not going to happen, but game one of the playoffs, no training camp, no exhibition, no regular season, nothing, and somebody gets swept 4-0, and their excuse is, we weren't able to prepare, well, the team that won 4-0 wasn't able to prepare either. It's an even playing field. All the injured players are coming back. Everybody is cold. A lot of these guys, most of these guys have not skated. We've seen some players like a Seth Jones who's recovering and is in the middle of recovering from an injury. He's been able to skate on his own because he's still recovering from that injury he had. But 99% of the league hasn't been able to skate. So it's an even playing field all around in terms of how unfair and unpredictable this is going to be. And that's just going to add to what's already a league of parity, and where you already see 4 wildcard teams are able to beat the best seeds in the league last year. Now it's going to be even crazier. And honestly, that's exciting. You're going to have healthy players. You're going to have everybody back and everybody ready to go and excited. And I think it'll be the best hockey we've ever seen, assuming it happens. With fans in the with a crowd in the stands, it'll be the most electric hockey we've ever seen. But even without fans, you'll know the players are going to be energized and ready to go, because nobody planned for this. Everybody misses it. The players miss it. The fans miss it. The media misses it. Everybody wants to get back to doing that thing that they love.
Hey, something tells me that the Avalanche are going to be the most highly conditioned bunch when this starts. You know why?
Altitude.
Milan Hayduk's rink.
Or that.
Milan Hayduk and Parker, He lives in Parker, and he has a full rink and a Zamboni. But social distancing right now, obviously, that's that's not the case right now. But when the NHL guys are and the self isolation is over, I imagine, rinks like the Hayduks are going to open up, and obviously the public rinks too, because we already know that there's going to be some exceptions, even though the Avalanche doesn't own its own rink, its practice a facility. They are going to be able to go in there once the health officials and the NHL opens things up. Buddy, this has been good. It's trying times, though. I mean, our sleep schedules are all off. Everything is different. But the one constant we have is hockey is going to come back at some point, and I've completed 3 seasons of Ozark.
Yeah.
And you have yet to start it.
I've yet to start it.
Buddy.
I don't know what it is, man. I don't have the brain power to start a new TV show right now. It's a weird time. You have breakfast late, you have dinner late. I've personally been going out for runs. That's been the one thing that's keeping me sane. I've seen you go out bike ride a few times. I'm trying to get you to go out there a little bit more, but it's all we got right now. There's not much to do but sit there and sort of plan ahead for what's to come.
And we were talking about our gym and dreaming this morning about our gym opening up.
Yeah.
And how much of a pleasure that would be just to wake up and go to the gym.
I just want to hold a dumbbell again. That's all I want to do. It's been way too long. It's been about a month now, and it's seriously crazy to think of what we've lived the past month. This is going to be something that for generations people are going to read about in elementary school, middle school. It's things people are going to write their theses on. It's unbelievable to think of what we're living in right now. But to get back on topic with the NHL.
Wait, I still got something else to say about my furlough.
Yeah, go for it.
As newspaper journalists covering sports, it's certainly a tough time for us. We at the Denver Post are going to take some furloughs, and quite frankly, I don't blame the company and the union for agreeing to this, because it's a reality. I'm just still thankful that I do have a job, and I'll take my furloughs with medicine and just, accept it. But I don't know about all you guys, but I'm sure everybody dreams of some place that they would like to go right now. And when I do take my furloughs, one of them at least, I'm going to go to Lake Powell, and I'm going to sit on the boat, and I'm going to practice social distancing and catch some fish. What about you? What do you dream of doing right now?
Just getting back to reality, being able to go out, go to the gym, see your friends, travel home to Detroit and visit family, just, go back to some sort of a normal life. It's funny because there's a lot of things right now we miss, but there's a lot of things that we're able to experience right now that we're never really going to get back, and it's going to be things that we miss. I mean, whenever are we going to be able to be adults, proper functioning working adults that are told to stay home and not work, sleep in, sleep when you want to, watch Netflix when you want to? When is that ever going to be something that we can do ever again? This might be a once in a lifetime thing, but I'm certainly ready for it to be over. I know you're ready for it to be over. We all are. I'm just dreaming of going back to some sort of normalcy before hockey even returns, having, small businesses reopen in the restaurants and flying home, being safe and things like that. But at this point, who knows when that's all going to be available. At this point, we're just sort of waiting to see what's next because things are changing by the day.
Go back to on topic, buddy, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Yep. So going back to on topic today, Pierre LeBrun, Bob McKenzie and Darren Dreger, the insiders at TSN, sort of got together with James Duthie, and they talked about some options. And Pierre LeBrun made a really good point about how it's going to be more than likely a month of prepping for hockey to come back. So what that means is, today's April 14. If today the NHL decided to come back, you're not going to have a playoff game or regular season game on April 20th in 5 or 6 days from now. There's certainly some, there's some bit of things that need to happen before then. Right now, the NHL is still in phase one. Phase two requires small group training to skate and to start preparing, which is what you were mentioning, the captain skate, which brings you into the regular training camp, more structure. But on top of that, it's going to take at least a month to get things going. And the reason why that is because we saw that there's Europeans that are back home. Gabe Landeskog's in Toronto, obviously in a different country, but Canada. Mikko Rantanen's back in Finland. I was actually listening to ESPN's podcast with Greg Wyshynski, and he was talking about how the Buffalo Sabres and the Colorado Avalanche, their Europeans, their Finnish and Swedish players sort of got together and chartered a flight together back home.
Oh, really?
So a lot of them went back home. Once these Europeans come back, they have to self-quarantine for 14 days. Then you got to have that training camp, that captain skate, possibly some regular season games. So it's going to take a solid month. Now, what that means is when there's going to be a day where the NHL has to decide which way they're going to go on this. Pierre LeBrun said he talked to a couple governors, and he said the NHL's got to have an idea by end of May. Another governor told him by mid-June. We're talking actual state governors in the United States. So if the NHL decides, let's say, mid-June to get back to action, the first regular season game might be, July 10th, which might start a playoff around July 25th, which might go to August, September 25th or October 1st, and then starting the next season in November. The NHL is very much open to extending next season, pushing next season's start date to November if they have to, canceling the bye week, canceling the All-Star break, and playing until late June of 2021. So right now there's a lot of options on the table. Obviously, we spoke about the fact that they're considering neutral sites, North Dakota, Saskatoon, things like that. At this point, who knows? All we know at this point is that nobody really has a clear answer, but for whatever reason, unlike other leagues, the people at the top of the NHL are very confident that one way or another, they're going to find a way to get this done and award a Stanley Cup.
Health matters. It's all up to health. It's all up to our health officials. And unlike some people in this world, the folks that are running the NHL and I assume the NBA are all about the health officials and taking their word for it.
Yeah,
and not making stuff up in their head. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's a weird time that we live in. But
it absolutely is.
Everybody stay healthy. Thanks for listening. This has been Traffic in Front of the Net. I'm Mike Chambers, and thanks to my guest once again, Eric Dean.